T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. What a great win by the Phils last night. We'll get into some other feel-good moments because certainly there have been a number. Also, Jalen Hurts up ahead and the Sixers as they play game three tomorrow night. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Corky right now in Ocean City. What's up, Corky? Corky. All right, Corky, clearly not ready to go. We go to Kenny. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Hi. I wanted to compare last night's event with something that happened in 1993, Mother's Day.
Oh,
1993.
Mariano.
Exactly. Mariano pops a Grand Slam home run off of Lee Arthur Smith.
Yep.
The greatest relief pitcher of his time. And it was a Grand Slam. And it was at that point in time that I think, certainly me, but many other fans, began to realize that the Phillies had a legit shot at winning the pennant in 1993. And I get that same feeling today after having seen Luke Williams do what he did.
I so hate to rain on your parade, but I just want to remind you, 62 games into the season, the Phillies in that year were 45-17. Right now they're 29-31. But keep going.
Well, yeah, but I maintain this, Joe. I think that they could initiate a 10-game winning streak tomorrow, or maybe today. Given the I think they've got that kind of a lineup, and that's without the shortstop, Didi. I think they've got the talent, and I think maybe this guy is going to be a catalyst for I'm praying that he is a catalyst for the future dramatics.
Well, I love your optimism, Kenny. I really do, because believe me, it was special. And you know, we're talking about that. Now, again, 93 Phils, to me, that's a different deal. But, hey, listen, I mean, we've seen crazy things happen before where a team can turn it around and surge. And, we'll see if they can take – the opportunity is there. I will say that. The opportunity is there. They just – they got to do it.
Let me say this, Joe.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm 78 years old. I've been a Philly person all my life. I've had a lot of experience developing a sense of optimism.
Okay.
I was initially an A's fan.
Wow.
For a couple of years before they left town.
Yep.
I'm a Temple University football fan, and certainly a Phillies fan has taught me a lot about optimism.
I like you, Kenny.
I like you too.
All right,
take care.
Thanks, Kenny.
Great show.
Appreciate
Bye.
It, buddy. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day, and you can continue to react to everything with Luke Williams last night. Also to the Sixers, Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. You can make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, Doc Rivers has to deliberate on this one today and make a decision for tomorrow. So we'll ask you this question today. Who should Doc Rivers play more in Game 3? Two choices. We're basically talking about backup guards. A, Tyrese Maxey, B, Shake Milton. I mean, John, the reality is early in the year, it was Shake for a good long while. And then Tyrese Maxey late in the year, pretty much passed him, certainly passed him in the playoffs, was getting minutes that Shake wasn't getting. Shake was not effective. Maxey was pretty darn effective last series. You saw Maxey in the first two games of this series not look as good. Shake didn't do much in Game 1, came on big time Game 2.
Mm-hmm.
Might have saved their you-know-what. Maxey or Shake, what's your gut feeling on that, John?
My gut says Maxey.
Me too.
Shake is he's a scorer when called upon in limited batches, I guess, But I don't trust that can be as consistent as you're looking for.
I think I'm going to change my answer.
Ride the hot hand, man.
That's, John,
that
James
was my
right.
thought. When you just said that, yeah. that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so, John, initially
but
I was—
why is it you think it'll still be hot?
Well, just maybe try it until it stops.
Exactly.
I think what Doc is looking at those two like, well, I'm going to play both and maybe do what you're prescribing here. Like, we'll give more playing time to Maxey or Milton based on their performance in that game in particular. You know, like, you've got a shortened bench. They're not going to get a ton of time, but their time will right. be completely variable and dependent upon how they perform in
sure.
that small sample.
But you have
of
to
that game
no,
in particular.
Fair, but I guess this is sort of what I'm getting at.
I think Maxey will get more time.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at is you have to make a decision. Who do you turn to first? Like, who you turn to first is who you probably wow. would like to play the most. I get your point.
Okay, Maxey, he turned to Maxey first in this last game, and Shake was still the guy who turned the game
I understand
around.
That, but you want to play – well, listen, everyone can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly if you want to weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494.
I think it's more likely Maxey has more of those plays that lift the team, those catalyst-type moments. I think the energy that he brings is on a different level. Than Shake. This last game.
Not, yeah. I mean, but, I'll say it's close. It's tight. Hey, we also have today a $25 Boston Market gift card to give away today for Crispy Country Chicken. It's back at Boston Market for a limited time. Stop in before it's gone. Boston Market, the original rotisserie kitchen. Now, of course, we had a tremendous feel-good moment last night with the home run by Luke Williams. I kind of feel for anyone who didn't watch it. You might be like, man, why are these guys so geeked up about that homer? Because it was awesome. Because it was a guy in his first start with his first homer. It happened to be a walk-off. It was not just the fact that it saved the game. It was the joy with which he ran around the bases. He had a look on his face. James, how would you describe the look on his face?
Like a combination of not believing the moment
yeah.
and utter joy. You
yes.
know, and it's why we watch sports, right? We watch
yeah.
sports for those types of moments.
I mean, I totally agree. So, and then, you know, they pour all the liquids on him, and they, you know, it was
the
just
Bryce Harper hug.
Bryce,
that was a moment.
Bryce grabbing him was great. You know, as not only a leader of the team, but as one of the best players in baseball over the last many years, someone that Luke Williams, I would have to imagine, you know, aspire to not only try to be, but just even be a teammate of kind of thing. Like, hey, I want to get to the big leagues and, you know, be like that guy, so to speak. And Harper grabbing him for an extended period of time, a good probably 4 or 5 seconds or so. And who knows exactly what Bryce Harper was saying to him, but, you know, it had to be like, yo, dude, like, I mean, who knows, but just you did it. Like,
thanks for saving our season,
yeah.
Luke.
But, like, I mean, maybe he was saying, you know, soak this in, you know, this suspend. Who knows what he said, but it was awesome. It was a feel-good moment. So in honor of that whole sequence last night, John, I'd ask you and James and everyone at 215-592-9494 for a feel-good moment. Best answer by the end of the show wins the Boston Market gift card. We're talking real life here. We're not talking about, you know, Rocky finally wins in Rocky II. We're going real life because there are more than enough from real life. Feel-good moments. John Ritchie, when you think feel-good, what comes to mind for you?
The movie Rudy. And it might have been inaccurate. And there's a lot that's been made of
so a person
final
watching
set.
Rudy?
Yeah. We'll do a real-life moment.
Real-life
oh,
moment.
Oh, is it real life?
Real life!
Yeah.
Real
okay,
life, buddy.
Well, I guess then.
I can do two. So, how about that?
Did that really happen?
I'll give you two.
Well, hold on. That
I think that really
Rudy,
happened,
it did.
Too.
All right, so
oh, yeah.
there you go.
Rudy.
Okay, so
I don't know how
life.
Accurate it is,
no,
but
fair.
I mean, if that guy, if Rudy actually got on the field for the last
yes.
play of the game and got a sack in the stadium and the sideline was chanting his name.
And they carried him off.
And they carried him off,
yes.
and no player has been carried off
yes.
since that year. Like,
there you go.
That's a big deal.
Good job, Richie. Seltzer, give me a feel-good
well,
moment.
Well, someone mentioned crying before, and obviously I'm obliged to play this.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
The rules, but obviously so that itself takes the Eagles Super Bowl off the board because we yeah. have to take that off the board. But I want to take moments in one because there are a bunch of these moments, but every single one of them makes me cry.
Okay.
I'll be honest and flat out.
Wow.
Any video of a soldier coming home
yeah.
and their son or daughter or whatever seeing them for the first time. Like, I cry every single time. It's awesome.
I have too many times watching those videos. I agree with you, James. They are spectacular videos. Look, there's a lot of way to go here, ways to go, and I want everyone to think about it. Feel good moment, big or small, 215-592-9494. I mean, look, I could give you, and I've talked about it before, Susan Lucci finally winning, you know, the Emmy and all that, you know, but we'll push that aside. And James is right. I'm glad he mentioned Super Bowl 52 because it's almost like, how could you vote against it? And I think by the same token, we got to throw in the Phillies winning the World. I mean, Philadelphia championships. All right, we get it. But let me go to a non-championship moment. To me, that is the most similar thing to what happened with Luke Williams last night. The most similar thing since John and I have been doing this show. And I couldn't even remember the guy's name this morning. I texted James. I'm like, what was the name of that Phillies player like 4 or 5 years ago that made the Phillies out of spring training? He had never been in big league baseball before. He didn't even last that long in big league baseball. And you kind of knew he wasn't going to. But he found out that he had made the 2017 Phillies. And John and I were in the early months of our show, and we had a whole day centered around this guy making the team and how amazing his reaction was when the reporters caught up to him. And his name was Brock Stassi. And I want to play the audio of Brock Stassi from that day because it was so genuine, his joy, to find out after years he had finally made it to the big leagues. Here's how it sounded when he spoke publicly, his joy of making it to big league baseball.
You know, my scout, Joey Davis, drafted me 33rd round. He saw something in me, and, you know, I just so thankful.
When you showed up in Williamsport as a 33rd round pick, was this a realistic goal, or were you just kind of happy to be there?
No, I always believed in myself, you know, even though Williamsport didn't go well. I always had confidence that I'd work hard, you know. Even when I was in high school, I wasn't recruited to go to college, and then late pick, so a lot of confidence. And, it was always my end goal, and I never doubted myself ever.
It was awesome. It was really, really cool. And so listen, we all know the deal. We've been through a tough time in society the last 15 months. We need these moments. We really do. And last night was one of them. And that one with Brock Stassi was one of them. And let's talk about
it. I forgot about Brock Stassi.
Right?
Until you brought that up. Yeah. That was touching.
It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous. All right. Hit us up here. 215-592-9494. A feel-good moment. I'll just say this. Since Super Bowl 52 is already taken off the board, I'll just add in an extra layer of Jason Kelce crying at his locker post-game. Was one of the most touching things for me as a Philadelphia sports fan about the whole experience.
100%. Talking about achieving the highest.
Yep.
Ah.
And that his grandfather told him a Calvin Coolidge quote and how it was basically all about keep going.
Yep. Persistence.
Just keep going. And so let's talk some feel-good moments in addition to everything with the actual moment last night. Milton or Maxey, who should the Sixers play more? And we'll get to Jalen Hurts coming up real shortly. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up, guys?
Hi, Colin.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man, what a day. Just to start.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen.
Now I know I've made it.
Say that again?
James did a Colin impression when he answered the phone today, so now I know I've made it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. But, man, that was a heck of a moment last night, and it was just great to see just the raw emotion that Luke Williams and his family were able to show and share together. And, you know, the Phillies haven't had a lot to build on the last month or so, and now we have that moment yesterday with Wheeler on the mound and a quick turnaround today.
Yeah.
Feels like we were going – it felt like it was a sure series loss, maybe even a sweep, and now it just feels like we can – kind of steal a series victory and get something going here and try to go on a run.
Well, I absolutely think it's possible to get something going because of this. These are players who were underperforming this season. And to see a guy that it means this much to see a guy whose whole family at the last minute flew out just to see him play because it is such a big deal to be in the majors. It's almost like when you're a professional athlete, there are times where you forget how important what you do really is. You get caught up in the grind, especially with baseball, I would imagine. and to see the joy, to see the how meaningful it can be, I think that can really spark these guys moving forward. I think this can propel this team.
Yeah, it makes going to work. You kind of forget about going to work and remember that you're playing a game for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
All right, Colin, give me a feel-good moment.
I got when Braden Halliday threw a clean inning against the Blue Jays in a spring training game, and Charlie, staying true to his word, was there to see him pitch.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I actually didn't know that he – so he pitched in a spring training game, and he was obviously very young at that point, right?
Yeah, I think he was with, like, Team Canada's U18 team or something.
Interesting. I don't remember that. All right, Colin, good stuff. James, I assume you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely. I knew that it happened. I mean, obviously the, you know, it's a great answer.
Yeah, well, no, it is. And I did know that, you know, I mean, Charlie, I know, has been, you know, real good to the Halliday family.
He pitches at Penn State now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, John, you noticed something this week, football, related to Jalen Hurts. It's got you rather irritated here. Now lay this out about Hurts and a quarterback ranking thing, and Hurts is not – he's not in the top 40 of a quarterback ranking? What's going on here?
Yeah, this is something that I brought up yesterday, and it was Chris Sims did rankings of quarterbacks.
Okay.
And
this is Tis the Season, by the way. Normally Tis the Season is December for the holiday season, but this is Tis the Season for quarterback ranking season, where you'll see all sorts of national, you know, experts, if you will, analysts. They start putting together their top 32. Well, in his case, I guess he goes beyond 32.
Yeah, he's doing his top 40 countdown for 2021.
Okay, which is
interesting
because he's got some backups in there.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
He started at 40, right, and he's counting down. So people noticed that he had Carson Wentz ranked 18.
Okay.
So he's at 18, counting backwards to 1.
Okay, counting
Jalen Hurts has not been named yet.
Okay.
The odds, I mean, most people doubt that Jalen Hurts will be, like, above Carson Wentz. I am one of those people. I think that Chris Sims, with what he has said in the past, he believes Jalen Hurts is just a complete project and not a starting quarterback, and that would fall in line with him being outside the top 40. I think Chris Sims, when he completes this ranking of his top 40 quarterbacks, will not have named Jalen Hurts.
Well, you can probably,
very
yeah,
likely.
And you can probably figure it out. I mean, if you know there's 16 or 15 to go, I mean, you know it's going to be Brady and Mahomes, it's going to be Rodgers,
yeah.
You know, I mean, so,
yeah,
I know people have kind of figured out, like, Hurts is apparently just not going to be in the top 15, which means he won't be in the top 40. John, who are some of the names he's got in, like, 30 to 40 range?
I don't know. I mean,
Ace Keenum, Kellen Mond, who is it?
Kellen who?
Yeah, the third-round draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings this year is ahead of Jalen Hurts. If Richie's right and he's not in the top 16, which I think he is.
Right.
Case Keenum, who's clearly back, and Marcus Mariota is ahead of him. Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater's ahead of him. Daniel Jones is way ahead of him. Like, it's pretty wild, man.
So, John, your reaction, if it does turn out, and it looks like it will, that Chris Sims would not have Hurts in his top 40, what do you make of that?
I feel as though he's trying to be inflammatory to some degree. Like, I do think what Jalen Hurts showed last year at times was starter quality material. He should be one of the top 32. I don't know. Chris Sims, who knows the position a lot better than I do, played it. It seems to think that this guy doesn't belong on the field as a starter.
Well,
that's
obvious because if you're not,
that's
listen,
pretty inflammatory.
Yeah, well, I agree. I look, it'll be a major problem for the Eagles if he's not a top 40. I mean, you can kiss the season goodbye if that's the case. Basically, I mean, you got to be kidding me. I will say it's not like the 32 best quarterbacks all start every year. It just doesn't happen. I mean, there are normally three or four backups that I think it's reasonable to say can be better than a back-end starter.
I hate to say this,
but as low as 40 is rough.
But Chris Sims, like, if you are – on the one hand, if you're going on last year, I think of the positive moments, and it feels like, you know, Chris Sims is way off base.
Right.
But if you're really just going on analytical data and, you know, the completion percentage, the when you watch the way he – loses track of what he needs to be doing with the ball. It was bad at times.
You talking about ball security?
Ball security.
A lot of fumbles.
Just like valuing the ball the way you need to. Chris Sims is, maybe he's right.
Well, I tend to doubt it, but
I hate to say it. I hate to think that because we'd be in real trouble.
Oh, they'd be
because
Case
that's
Keenum
what we
is
got.
Not better than Jalen Hurts.
Who?
Stop it, Case Keenum, Kellen Mond.
I agree.
Honestly, in all reality, having Carson Wentz ahead of Jalen Hurts is stupid because Carson Wentz stinks.
I think Case Keenum's pretty good.
Oh, stop.
I mean, he's...
Case Keenum's a backup,
he's a
man.
Solid backup who...
At least Jalen Hurts could be something good.
Yeah,
like,
Case Keenum had his 1 year, and then that was it.
And he's got
and he
rookies
was good
on
as a
there.
Starter
he's got Kellen Mond. He's got Trey
year.
Lance. He's got all these guys. So if you're saying it's on projection, you're telling me that the projection for Case Keenum is better than Jalen Hurts? Really?
Right.
That's stupid.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. You can react to that in addition to the homer last night. Williams with the homer late in the game, end of game for the Phils. And all the subject matter we're talking about. Let's talk to Susan right now in Downingtown. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Susan,
wow.
it's a great morning.
It's a great morning. I was at the game last night.
Sweet.
You got to hear me out here. I am a mom. I've been a filmmaker. My son is named Michael Jack Otto, as
wow.
in Michael Jack Schmidt.
Yep.
So big shout out to Mikey in Philadelphia. Okay. Went to the game last night. I walk in my new McCutcheon jersey they gave me for Mother's Day for my kids. There's Charlie Manuel standing there. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm in the same house as Charlie right now, and he's way taller than I thought.
Charlie's a big dude.
Big guy.
He's
yeah.
a big guy.
He really
totally.
Is. Yeah, he
totally.
Is. Yep.
But I got to tell you, I'm also a nurse. The past year and a half has been so hard for all of us. I've seen way too much. And baseball has always been a great thing for me in my whole life with my dad and with my family and my kids. I was with two of my kids and my son's girlfriend last night. I'm going to tell you, when Luke Williams hit that ball and it went, the feeling, I can't explain, the feeling of sheer joy, jumping up and down, screaming, hugging, almost it was what the world needed.
Yeah.
It's what everybody needed. It's what I needed at that moment. And to share it with two of my kids, with my son's girlfriend, with all these great Phillies fans, all these people that were there. It was raining last night. There was lightning out to the left. We're like, man, are we going to get through this game? What's going on? You know, we're watching. I wanted Kutch to hit something. He was amazing at that when he got on first to be able to, you know, score the tying run. It was one of my top moments in life. I'll tell you what.
That's really cool.
Just one of my top moments. So,
Susan, I love
fantastic.
It. Susan, give us another feel-good moment. What do you got?
When I met Brian Dawkins.
Well, there you go.
Okay. And got to thank him for the joy that he brought to so many people with playing the game, and I ugly cried.
Very nice.
It was fantastic.
Hey, Susan, thanks for being a nurse during the pandemic and all that.
You're
you
welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks
so much.
Thanks, Susan, right. very much. 215-592-9494. This is like a warm and fuzzy day here.
I love it.
Coming
Give me
up,
more. Keep this coming.
Well, I don't know. Coming up, Mr. Warm and Fuzzy himself, Howard Heskin. Is Howard warm and fuzzy, John? I guess today he will
Sometimes.
Be. I don't know. We'll find out.
It's not warm and fuzzy to think that Jalen Hurts isn't one of the best quarterbacks in football.
We'll have to ask him that. Howard did, though. He's talked about it. He cried when the Eagles won the Super Bowl right there on the sidelines as it was happening. So we'll talk to the king, Howard Heskin, next. Phone calls as well. Remember, day baseball today. Phil's got a shot to actually win this series. 1 o'clock, Zach Wheeler with the ball. Phillies baseball at 1 versus the Braves today. On 94 WIP. Hey, the NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. So many exciting matchups, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. An awesome opportunity. It means you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win. And so many different ways to go here, whether it's money line, point spread, who scores the first basket, how many points a certain player gets or whatever, assists, rebounds, all of it. It's all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot during the playoffs. And FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. The games roll on day after day after day during the NBA playoffs. Lock in and sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.